Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Menachos, Parak Tes, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosas Mas Rachel. Shishi Bezach to find receiving Hagon Bik Harav Mamesh. And Mishnah Alpha tells us Shtei Midos Shel Yavesh Hayu Mekdash. There were two measurements, two kalim for dry measurements in the base of Mekdash. Just two kalim. That's it. Isarin v'chatz Isarin. A one Isarin measurement and half of an Isarin. Now Rav Meir argues and he says Isarin v'chatz Isarin. There was three. Two of the kalim were an Isarin and the third was the half Isarin. And he dashes this from a pasuk that there has to be two Isarin measurements. And the difference between the two of them is that one of them measured an Isaroin only when it was a heaping measurement, and the other one measured an Isaroin when it was smoothed out and flat. So it was slightly bigger than the first one. And the Mishnah continues, Isaroin Mayim Mishamesh, what was the Isaroin measurement used for? Shabbahim Aydil Chal Menachas. That was used for all the Karbanis Mincha. Every Mincha had at least an Isaroin of flour, and so this Isaroin measurement was used for that. Now, Loi Hayim Aydid, Loi Bishal Shloi Shal Apar, Loi Bishal Shnaim La'ayil, Ela Maydan Asroinis. When a par is brought, it needs three Asroinis of flour, and an ayil, it needs two asrinus of flour. Mishnah is saying we don't measure out a kli of three asrinus for a par or two asrinus for ayil. It's one isarin measurements at a time. We just do it times three or times two. Nachatz isarin mayim mishamesh. What was the half isarin measurement used for? Shabayim ma'adid chavite kain gadol. That was the mincha the kain gadol was brought every single day, called the minchas chavitin. Machzav biker, machzav ben arbayim. Half was brought in the morning, half was brought in the afternoon. He would bring a full isarin, but we needed to measure half of it, so that's why there had to be a measurement of a half of an isarin. Moving on to Mishnah. In regards to liquid measurements, there were seven different kalim, seven different measurements. Hin, which is a total of 12 loig, v'chatzi ahin, half a hin, ushlishas ahin, a third of a hin, urvias ahin, a quarter of a hin, loig, v'chatzi loig, urvias loig. So that's a total of seven. Now, Blesbert Tzadik Eimer, he argues and says, the shenosis hayu bahin. The hin measurement had shenosis, it had markings. There wasn't a hin, and half of a hin, and quarter of a hin, and a third of a hin. It was just a big kli, which was a hin, and it had markings in it, ad kan lapar, up until here, you need for a par, ad kan la'ayil, up until here you need for an ayil, ad kan la'keves, up until here you need for a lamb, kind of like some people have a big measuring cup like that at home, instead of having a one cup and a half and a quarter and a third and an eighth, it's just one large cup that has measurements up until here is this and up until here is that. Rav Shimon Eimer, he argues and says, lo hayah sham hin, there wasn't a hin measurement at all in the base of Mikdash, because v'chi mehayah hin mishamesh, what would the hin be used for anyway? There's nothing to use it for, there's no measurements at all in any of the karbonos that require a hin. The only thing that ever required a hin was the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made at the beginning of the Mishkan, and since then it was never used, and therefore according to Reb Shimon, that kli was hidden away, and we don't need a hin measurement at all. Now the problem is, we know that there's seven measurements that we have to have, so what's replacing hin with? And that's what Mishnah clarifies, Ela Mida Yaseira Shaloigu Mechza Haisa. There was another measurement that measured out a loig and a half, Shabayim Maidin L'Minchas Kain Gadol, that was used to measure out the Mincha, the Kain Gadol, the oil that was used, Loigu Mechza Abayker, Loigu Mechza Ben Arbayim, a loig and a half in the morning and a loig and a half in the afternoon. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the Rav Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, continue to discuss measurements and what they were used for. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.